The federal courthouse in Seattle helped to pilot the use of cameras in the courtrooms, but the governing body for federal judges has now pulled the plug on those cameras, KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
The federal hearings on reforms at the Seattle Police Department are video recorded by the U.S. District Court in Seattle and made public. At one of those hearings last August, Judge James Robart pointed out the disparate number of African Americans shot by police. Then he uttered a well-known slogan from the bench.
41% of the casualties, 20% of the population. Black lives matter.
His colleague, Judge Robert Lasnik, says allowing the cameras in this case serves a public good.
Judge Robart's handling of the Seattle police case is a perfect example of something that increases the public's ability to understand what's going on in a difficult area to understand.
The cameras were installed in Seattle and other jurisdictions as a pilot project, but a judicial panel headed by the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court has decided that the cameras didn't provide enough benefit to justify the cost. Lasnik says he's disappointed and he doesn't think financial cost was really an obstacle.
What you see is an institution in the federal judiciary that's just at its highest levels, opposed to cameras.
But the policy is not universal. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals already provides video of its oral arguments, and the U.S. District Court in Seattle will be allowed to continue recording the police oversight hearings. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.